This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
So, football ends, but we are getting really, really close, and the itch is on for the big, great American race with iconic moments and elite drivers and, of course, unforgettable racing at Daytona International Speedway. The Daytona 500 is right around the corner. Frank Kelleher, president of Daytona International Speedway, is with us. And about a month away, what's happening at the track, I wonder?
Hey, good morning. Yes, we are ready to rock and roll down here at the World Center of Racing. The track looks beautiful, and I tell you what, if the NASCAR Cup Series haulers, if they rolled in today, I think we probably could pull a race off tomorrow. We are that ready and excited for the 68th running of the Daytona 500, which is just around the corner, 34 days away on February 15th.
Frank, is there work that's been done over the course of the last year since last year's race that fans may see, feel, or experience?
You know, this is the World Center of Racing. We are very proud of the facility that we have. It was just not too long ago we invested just under $500 million into this venue, and it is 100% focused on the fan experience, the amenities. We just want to make it easy for our guests to get parked, to get around the property, to get entertained, have best-in-class food and beverage opportunities. And then there's just some of the classic things that NASCAR offers, which is the best fan access in all of sports. So as you're on DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com looking at tickets, be sure to check out the Hard Rock Bet Fan Zone. That is the pass that gets you in the infield, into the fan zone, which gets you on pit road. It gets you up close to that pre-race concert stage where we just announced yesterday Miranda Lambert is going to be performing our pre-race concert. Not to mention, you'll get to see all of the NASCAR stars get introduced and walk across the stage. So the guest experience is always top of mind with us, and that's why we keep selling this place out.
How about the track? Any updates or anything there that's changed?
No, I mean, it is the legendary 2.5-mile tri-oval with 31 degrees of banking, and it produces, I mean, frankly, the best super speedway racing in the world. So we are not going to mess with that, with the track itself. It is in wonderful condition, and we are excited to see race cars on it. Again, on February 15th will be the Daytona 500.
Before then, you've got some other events that are going on, including the Rolex 24?
Oh, yeah, the Rolex 24. That is going to be 60 cars, a 24-hour race. It is racing from sunup till sunset, throughout the night as well. I'm talking Lamborghini, Porsche, Ferrari, BMW. We're going to have some NASCAR stars out there competing, as well as IndyCar champions, some retired F1 drivers. I mean, this is North America's most prestigious and grueling endurance race. So in addition to the 2.5-mile tri-oval, we have a 12-turn, 3.56-mile road course. And it is a grueling road course. And again, these stars race for 24 hours straight. And it is just one of North America's greatest motorsports festivals.
We're headed into the 250th celebration of America. I got to imagine that y'all are going to be featuring some big things and maybe even some surprises along the way.
Oh, yeah. We announced just recently that on Thursday night, which is February 12th, the NASCAR Duel will be the America 250 Duel at Daytona. So Wednesday night is qualifying on the 11th. That's going to set position number one and number two to start the Daytona 500. And then on Thursday, the America 250 Duel at Daytona, that is going to set the rest of the field. So we are working with Florida Department of Transportation to celebrate the America 250, and we're still putting some finishing touches on who some dignitaries will be coming out for that event. So you're going to want to stay close and follow along on all of our social media channels to learn just what we got up our sleeve for the America 250.
Can Air Force One land nearby at the airport?
Well, we have proven that we can definitely take receipt of Air Force One. And, you know, who knows? Who knows who's going to show up during Speed Weeks, as it is just one of the greatest American traditions that we have.
All right, Frank Kelleher, the president of Daytona International Speedway. I always appreciate the visit. Best of luck with ticket sales. We'll check in with you as we get closer to the great American race.